Just a matter of...
Just a matter of taste. You know, white eggshell, lots of people want white eggs, but I prefer the brown eggs because they have that deeper color, and I believe they get more... I don't know whether they get more vitamins or not, but I really think they have more green food to make that. Just like your cream and butter is yellower when your cows have good green pasture.
As long as they aren't out eating ragweed.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting a lot of ragweed in our pastures again. We're going to get the mold right away.
You mentioned butchering. What did you butcher? Hogs?
Well, we butcher hogs and calves too.
Well, what do you call the piece of the hog between the ham and the shoulder?
That's a middle.
And what comes from that? What cuts
your
the
bacon.
On your bacon, what do you call that hard part that's left on the outside when you fry it?
The rind? Well, that's the skin, of course.
Was that called the skin when you were a girl, or the rind?
No, the rind, the bacon rind. That's always.
And did you grind up the...
Make sausage. My son in Florida would give his eye teeth for some good homemade sausage.
I bet he would down there. Did you grind up the liver in that?
No.
That was fried, huh?
Fried or made into liverwurst or some of those. I never was very much on doing those extra things, you know. Lots of people made blood pudding, cut the blood from the...
Did you ever put that in sausage?
What, the blood?
Bloodwurst or...
No, I never
sausage?
Did.
What did you do with the head of the pig?
Made head cheese, mostly.
Did you use that part that was down under here, down under the chest?
Well, that's the joke. Well, that is safe to cook black-eyed peas and and beans, navy beans and things like that. But hog joel is very good smoked and used. Cured and smoked and used for that. We always sugar cured our meat. We didn't smoke it much. We did in the early days, but after we got the smoke, the prepared smoke, it was much simpler and it wasn't too much different.
Did you ever take the juice left over from head cheese and put cornmeal in it and make anything that way?
That's crapple.
Got him stirred up.
Well, I put the meat and all in that when I used the head. It wasn't head cheese. Now, you do that, it's a kind of a pickle, the head cheese. You put vinegar and things in it, and it's a cold dish. You slice and just serve cold, but the scrapple, you put the meat in too, and broth that it's cooked in, and pepper, slice that and fry it for breakfast. And our family all loves scrapple always. They always ate quantities of that in the wintertime.
When you butchered a calf, did you ever dry any of the meat?
No, I never did. I've seen it dried.
What's that called?
Jerking.
That's a common term.
Jerky. At the Indian Fair the other day on one of the floats, they had a frame about this long with the meat hanging in strips on it, drying as they came through on the parade. Have you ever been to that Indian Fair?
No, I haven't. I've wanted to go. I've told my wife every year, next year we go.
Well, it's worthwhile going. Go for the day of the parade and go to the pageant if you're not an expert on the dancing. Now, the dancing is all right, but it all